close your eyes and take a couple of deep breaths. And if deep breathing feels good, keep it up. Try to stay with the sensation of the breathing all the way in, all the way out. You're trying to give the mind a good place to stay, where it can settle in, because it spends the whole day traveling around. Even when the body travels great distances, it's no match for the distances the mind can travel. And if you draw a map of where it's been in the course of just a couple of hours this morning, it'd be all over the place. So no wonder it gets tired, and so no wonder it can't think clearly, can't see what it's doing. So let's settle down and be with the breath, because the breath is as close as you can get to the mind. And when you're with the breath, the mind becomes very clear. It's right there. And try to make the breath comfortable. If it's not comfortable, you won't want to stay. But if it is comfortable, you find it's a good place to rest. And as it's rested, then it's more willing to look at itself. Because as the Buddha said, the big problem in life is that we all want happiness, and yet we do things that create suffering. And we keep wondering why. It's because we're ignorant of our own actions. We're paying so much attention to things outside that we neglect to see what the mind is doing right here, right now. So bring your attention to the breath and learn how to stay here, because you're providing yourself with a good foundation for understanding the mind and seeing its inaction. Because when you're with the breath, you know you're in the present moment. There's no such thing as a past breath you can watch or a future breath you can watch. It's just the breath right here, right now. And it's right here, right now, where the mind is making its decisions. You want to see those decisions clearly, because they're the things that are shaping your life. So take some time to be right here. Settle in right here. Make this your home. So you have a home wherever you go. This side of the world, that side of the world, where you're always at home, right here, right now, in a place of security, in a place of safety, in a place that's really your own. Nobody else can sense your breath for you, just as nobody else can see your mind as is in action. This is why we have to solve the problem of suffering ourselves. Simply that the Buddha gives us advice on how to go about it, but the work is something we have to do ourselves. So being here, being rested, gives you the strength so you have the ability to do it. And it puts you in the right place to see where the work needs to be done.